Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Well, I see a whole lot of mediocrity in life. And I want to talk about mediocrity as the power of fear, absent vision, and apathy. You know, I think on some level we have to admit that mediocrity really does feel pithy and hollow and stagnant. Mediocrity seems to be a settling for something intentionally substandard. It's a toxic malaise that seeps into our lives. Isaac Disraeli probably summed it up best when he wrote, "It is a wretched taste to be gratified with mediocrity when the excellent lies before us." Well, so it is. Mediocrity suggests that effort need not be defined by anything other than effort itself, rather than effort being held against a lofty goal or insatiable passion. Therefore, according to mediocrity, if we try, the trying itself is enough. But with this kind of thinking, anything we do becomes acceptable because at least we tried. We think we succeed when in reality we've probably not succeeded at all. In this manner, our efforts can be cast as adequate, supreme, or even valiant when they don't meet any such standard. We then placate mediocrity and live out marginalized or wholly failed lives. While we find ourselves too often living in mediocrity, frequently to the point of being completely obedient to it, we nonetheless hate being there. When we give in to it, there's something of a pathetic surrender to it all, a valiant pretending that we're not going to give what we've surrendered to our absolute best in order to make the surrender something honorable. We surrender thinking that we can control the surrender itself, which makes us something less than victims and makes surrender okay. Surrender is purpose forfeited. Purpose forfeited is life abandoned. And life abandoned is nothing of life's intent for us. Well, you know, I think we know better. We know it when we pull up short and compromise. We have a deep sense of a far greater goal and a far more expansive place within which to live. And because we know it and can at least approximate it as being far beyond where we've chosen to pull up and stop, we have to justify the stopping. We have to make the stopping not only viable, but we have to make it okay in a sense that it outweighs forfeiting where we could have actually gone and what we could have actually achieved. We have to tell ourselves that this is good for us, that either we haven't lost too much or that we can take what we've settled for and make it into something as good or better than what we could have had. And we play the games of compromise with something we can't compromise. We tell ourselves something is okay when it's a blatant compromise of grander promises and far greater purposes. But we tell ourselves we can compromise. We fully convince ourselves of it. We build our lives based on it. We construct relationships around it, and then we wonder why we're unhappy, bored, dissatisfied, or disgruntled. That's what mediocrity does. Well, I think in many respects, mediocrity is a response to fear. It's a permission to dodge goals and wiggle out of circumstances in order to circumvent fear. Mediocrity convincingly tells us and allows us to rationalize why it's okay not to do something or to take another course of action or postpone something or do nothing at all. And many times what drives the choice of mediocrity is fear. Plain and simple, fear. We fear that we're not good enough, or smart enough, or ingenious enough, or clever enough, or that we possess adequate resources to achieve a goal. We convince ourselves that we just don't have what it takes. Or we fear failure. We fear that we'll try and fail, thereby being blatantly exposed as inferior, incompetent, or just plain stupid. Sometimes we fear that we might actually succeed and then find ourselves not knowing what to do with the success that we've had and thereby fail by succeeding. Fear is powerful. I think that mediocrity can also be a result of a visionless life. Without a vision, there exists no goal or challenge. There is nothing to strive for as some lofty goal or aspiration has never been pondered, shaped, and ultimately established. Mediocrity then is a natural and appropriate byproduct, the result of having no vision. In this sense, mediocrity is what's left when vision is absent. Absent vision doesn't necessarily cause mediocrity, it simply gives it a natural place to inhabit. An ancient writer once wrote that without a vision, the people perish. Life simply becomes empty and slow and debilitating. Look, vision is believing that life has a distinct and intentional purpose and that we are here to do more than simply exist. Vision is the antithesis of mediocrity, holding out that life is more than simply existing or surviving, despite how well we might be doing exactly that. Vision holds that life is grand, brimming with potential, rich with opportunity, and designed to be impactful beyond itself and its apparent limits. And then I think mediocrity is fed by apathy. Apathy is the act of giving up and giving in. It's a surrender to life, of saying that it doesn't really matter anyway, that life is stacked against us and that it's all unfair and that any efforts on our part would result in total failure anyhow. Apathy is permission not to try because trying wouldn't result in anything anyway. Apathy runs hand in hand with pessimism, that the odds against anything good happening are so overwhelmingly overwhelming that there's no logical sense in wasting time trying. We embrace our sorry lot in life, acknowledging that simply surviving is victory enough, and we settle for mediocrity. Apathy sees defeat as terminal. It views unmet challenges as clear and indisputable evidence that the task is impossible, rather than viewing a shortfall as a potentially rich learning opportunity. Apathy, that is, finds excuses to fail in the belief that failure will always be the outcome and that attempts to succeed are not needed to prove that fact, so why try? It gives up on life and adjusts life to the lowest common denominator, and that results in nothing more than a gray, one-dimensional existence we call mediocrity. And so, removing mediocrity, it may be that it's time to take these principles, hold them up over your life as some sort of template, and see how well they fit. And if they fit, it may be time to reevaluate what you do and why you do it. It may be time to throw off mediocrity and throw yourself into the life that you were designed to live. It may be time to remember that the excellence lies before you, and there is nothing mediocre about that.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.